7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this great Sunday morning. Wow, it's been a wild ride for all of you Red Sox fans. We did it. We are finally the champions. And a lot of celebrating been going on. So let's get back out into the yard, put the garden to bed for the winter, and prepare for the changes of season. And if you're going to bring plants in, you're not quite sure what to do, give us a call. We're going to talk about forcing bulbs indoors today and a lot of other things. But if you have any questions, call us. It's early. Not everybody is up yet. And we do have some open lines. The phone number, 855-660-4261. Okay, Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Chris from Maine with a question about peach trees.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi. Good morning, Paul. Good morning.
Good morning.
I've got some peach trees that every spring have the brown leaf curl and the leaves drop. And two questions. One, I want to solve that problem, but is there anything I should be doing now before the snow falls up here as well?
Okay. Number one, and most important, is to make sure there is no foliage from the tree that's falling around the plant, because the infected leaves from this year contain spores that will help to reinfect the plant next year. So clean around it, get all that stuff out, and that will help the cause a great deal. What you had is called peach leaf curl. Now, if we get a day, temperatures are going to be around 50 degrees out, and you've got either a pump sprayer or a hose sprayer, I would spray your peach trees, once the leaves come off now, with a combination of all-season oil, which is made by Bonide, or the Summit year-round oil, either one, and lime or copper fungicide. And you can mix the two of them in the same sprayer. And you would spray the whole tree with it, all of the branches. That way, if there are any spores, you will kill them this fall. Okay? And then in March or early April, depending on when the weather changes, do the same thing. Spray your peaches with a smothering organic product like the all-season oil, and again, copper or a sulfur fungicide, and that will prevent it from reoccurring this coming year. But if you can keep it clean, if you can smother any spores, you'll be in great shape. Thank you. And very good question. And for those of you that have, for those of you that have fruit trees, apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries, blueberries, raspberries, when the foliage is all gone, clean around them and eliminate contamination from this year's foliage to the new foliage that will develop next spring. Very important. And if you can do like we just recommended for Chris, it will help to minimize problems next spring. Okay? Super. Give us a call. We'll work together. I wanted to let you know that we're almost ready with the trip that we are planning for next August. And I think you're going to be very, very excited what we're doing. Next year, in June, is the 70th anniversary of D-Day, the beaches of Normandy. And France is celebrating the anniversary, something crazy. So we are planning a trip to France. We're going to spend a whole day on the beaches of Normandy, in the cemetery, the chapel, and all of the property that was involved with that battle. And we will also travel to the city where the Allies parachuted the night before so that they could attack the bunkers from land and sea. And you probably don't know this, which amazed me, that the Battle of Normandy was the largest battle ever fought in the world. With the amount of men, with the amount of equipment and boats involved, it's the largest battle ever fought. So that's one of the highlight places. Monet's Garden, we're going to be visiting. And then three places for those of you that like gardening other than Monet, which is incredible. We are going to a truffle farm to see how they grow, how they harvested, and you'll get a chance to taste and even buy truffle oil or truffles. But it's totally amazing. We're going to an olive orchard where they grow orchards, and you will learn how they grow, process, recycle, and the difference between the different types of olive oil. And then my favorite is a vineyard called Chateau de la Pape, which means the house of the Pope, because the Pope during the 16th century was in France. He wasn't in Italy. And this is a very incredible vineyard. And you'll be escorted through it. But the thing that amazed me, and I'm sure will amaze those of you that travel, the quality of their wine was not something that you could sell by the bottle. It was mostly sold by the gallon to the people who live there. They could come right into the vineyard, which they still do, bring their own gallon jug, and there's a faucet, turn on the faucet, fill their jug, and go home. What they started to do just before the First World War is they covered the entire vineyard with 6 inches of stone. The end result, their season begins 3 weeks earlier and goes into the fall 3 weeks later, extending the growing season a month and a half. And the quality of their wine has skyrocketed. And it's an incredible wine. We have a lot of other things, but we'll give you that information. Just wanted to let you know where it's a 2-week tour, and it starts in Paris and ends in Paris. So you'll have time to enjoy the city. And one of the things that I added to it is I wanted to leave the night before, so that we're going to leave on a Thursday night, fly to France, land in Paris, and that way on Friday when we land, it'll be morning there, you'll have the whole day to explore the city and enjoy yourself. So we'll have more details as we get going, but this is going to be a great trip with France, Monet's Garden, Normandy beaches, and we have things that we're going to be doing at the beaches and a lot more. So keep it in mind and talk to your spouse about it. It's a once-in-a-lifetime trip, and I know it will be something that you'll never, ever forget.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Amanda Bolfield here from Midas Resources. Today, October 31st, 2013, gold opened at $13,26.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13,74.54, $6,87.27 for a half ounce, or $3,43.63 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $13,74.54, $6,87.27, and $3,43.63. Happy Halloween!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parrot Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jane from Mass with a question about black fly.
Jane, good morning. How can we help you with
good
the
morning.
Black flies?
These black flies, they're not like the ones you get on the bananas, you know, sometimes when you have them in your kitchen.
Right.
These are little black flies, and I don't know if they came in on soil. I had replanted some geraniums, and since I've seen them, and there's quite a few in the house, and I don't know how to get rid of them.
Okay. What you have is a little insect called a fungus gnat.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks very similar to that little fly that when you have bananas too long, and I'm very familiar with that. So,
yes.
But it lives in the soil on the organic matter, like peat moss or compost, and as the gnat matures, it will fly from plant to plant to plant, laying eggs in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
Now, up until this year, we have not had anything available that will take care of the fungus gnat, because the products that did it were taken off the market. But this year there is a new organic way that will kill them within a week. And it will kill everything in the soil. Go to your local garden center, and what you want is made by Summit. S-U-M-M-I-T, and it's called Mosquito Bits.
B-I-T-S.
B-I-T-S, and
uh-huh.
it comes in a small container about the size of a water bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And you just shake it according to the size of your pot. scratch it into the soil, water, and the granular products will change to a liquid. It will penetrate the soil, kill all of the adult flies as well as any of the young, which look like a small worm living in the soil, and they feed on the roots of your plant. But it's called Summit Mosquito
Bits.
Yeah, and it's used outside in bird baths, and it's totally organic. If a dog drinks out of the bird bath or birds, it does not hurt them. And this is a natural way, but it's the first time in a long time that we have a product that will take care of fungus gnats, and one application will normally wipe them all out within a two-week period.
No, I have several plants. Should I do it with them all?
Oh, yeah, do them all.
Once
they start to fly, they'll go from plant to plant and lay eggs in that new plant, and then go to another pot and lay eggs there. So if you only do two or three of them, you'll control it there, but then the other potted plants are going to eventually get it. As the eggs hatch, it changes to a worm-like insect and then invades your whole yard, your whole home, and you'll have a big problem.
Okay, this is Summit Mosquito Bits.
Right, and most nurseries and garden centers carry it. You know, call them up, see if they have it in stock. If they don't, ask them if they can get it, or just make some calls around. And if you still can't find it, you can order it directly from their website.
Do you have a number for them? We don't have too many nurseries around here.
Okay.
But I could go online and just ask for some.
Yeah, if you go online and you type in Summit Mosquito Bits, it will put you directly on their website. And you can order right from them.
All right, sounds good. Thank you very much.
Oh, I thank you, and you have a great weekend.
You also.
Bye-bye now. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. If we can help you, give us a call. We've talked a little bit about poinsettias.
Taking care of your lawn is like starting a new exercise routine. To get results, you need a plan. That's why we developed the Jonathan Green New American Lawn Plan for a beautiful lawn in your own yard. It all starts with Black Beauty grass seed. Black Beauty grass can grow 4 feet into the soil. Black Beauty is genetically dark green in color and possesses a waxy coating for superior drought tolerance. Once you've seen a Black Beauty lawn, you will never forget it. Under the New American Lawn Plan, you'll be developing a healthy, biologically active lawn soil by applying my Jonathan Green Magi-Cal and Love Your Lawn, Love Your Soil organic soil amendments. In short, you'll create conditions where your lawn will thrive. The New American Lawn Plan by Jonathan Green. Visit newamericanlawn.com to learn more and get your free New American Lawn Guide. That's newamericanlawn.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9.
Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Pack 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Gene from Mass with a question about geraniums.
Gene, good morning. How can we help you with the geraniums today?
Paul, how are you? I ask a question about that, I just have a quick question about your monthly email that you send out.
Yep.
Do you still do that?
We are going to be starting it over.
Okay.
We had a problem with the company that was putting it together for us, and so we stopped doing it until our contract with them expired. And we're looking to start on the second week in November.
Okay, thank you. Now, getting to the geraniums, I'm sorry, but I had called you a few weeks ago, and I thought I got everything straight. I'm wintering them in the basement. You told me to put them in the coolest spot in the basement. I told you I had a walk-in bulkhead door, and you said I could put them near there because there'd be a little coolness near the door. However, do they need any light down in the basement?
No, because what you want to have happen is you're going to take the potted geraniums, you're going to put them on the cement or dirt floor in your basement, and you're going to say to the plants, good night, we'll see you in March. And what's going to happen is the leaves will go from green to yellow.
Which they have.
Then they'll start to turn brown, and they'll fall, and which is good because now moisture cannot escape from the plant. Now you do not water while they are dormant in your basement. So once you put them there, say goodnight in early March. You're going to bring them upstairs. You're going to cut the plants in half. So if they're like 15, 18 inches tall, cut it back to like 9 inches. Anything that's dead, remove it. Feed it with a liquid fertilizer. Put it in a nice sunny window. Once they start to make new foliage, then use a pellet fertilizer like Osmocote or Dynamite, and that way every time you water, they get fed for the next 3 months, and that plant will get bigger and bushier and fuller, and by Mother's Day, it will be twice the size and full of flowers and buds.
Okay, so no light in the, it doesn't need the light in the basement then.
No, because see, if it, what would happen is, once the plant went dormant, if you gave it light, because the stems are full of water, the plant would start to grow.
Okay.
And it would stretch, and it would be yellow, very skinny foliage, and it would, it's not what you want. You want the plant to go to bed, sleep well until March. In March, you bring it upstairs. You say, good morning, sunshine. Feed it, water it, and it'll come right back to life for you.
Well, I thank you so much, Paul. Thank you very, very much for the information.
Oh, I thank you. And you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Tom, thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bruce from Maine with a question about apple trees.
Bruce, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's happening with your apple trees?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm great.
Okay. I have been pruning my wild crab apples, and the fruit is developing nicely. I called you last spring, but it was too late. I have that worm problem. There's this, like, 3 or 4 cycle thing that you have to go through, spraying and such. And I call too late. Could you tell me again that the steps I should do to get rid of the worms? And then I have beautiful crab apples.
Okay. What you want to do is in the fall, when all the leaves from the plant have come down, or the bulk of them, clean around the tree and get rid of all that foliage. And then I want you to spray your crab apple with a combination of Bonide all-season oil and either copper or sulfur fungicide, whichever one your local garden center has. Mm-hmm. And you can mix both of them in your pump sprayer, or if you have a sprayer that you attach to your hose, and you would spray the whole tree. And the oil will smother any eggs on that plant, and the sulfur will, or copper, will control any disease spores on that plant. And then in late March, early April, before the tree begins to flower, repeat the same process. And whatever survived the winter, when you hit it with the oil, and the fungicide should help a great deal. And at that time, any apples that have fallen to the ground, rake them out, because they contain eggs for insects and disease spores for black spot and discoloration of the foliage. And if you do that, you shouldn't have any problem with worms in your apples. So it's and both of these products are organic. It's an oil spray, and copper and sulfur are organic, so it's a good way to clean up the trees. But I like to do it twice, once in the fall and then again in the spring, and that way you're off to a good start, and you should be nice and clean for the rest of the year. Any questions?
No, that's great. All right. It's easier than what I thought I was going to run into.
Yeah, no, it's not a difficult process. The main thing is you need to apply it when your temperatures outside are between 40 and 50 or higher, so that the product has a chance to dry on the plant. If it's below freezing and you apply it, it's going to freeze to the tree. It won't penetrate into the cracks and crevices, and it won't do as good of a job. So, you know, pick a nice day, nice and sunny, get out there, and within 10 minutes after you sprayed, then it's dried and the product is working.
Well, Paul, right now you're talking, I live in central Maine. Today I should go to the hardware store, garden store, and pick this up and do it today. Clean up all the apples and leaves underneath the tree.
Today would be a perfect day for it. You know,
and
see, the other thing that you can do, if you have rose bushes, spray your rose bushes with the same product. And while you're out in the yard, look at rhododendrons, azaleas, mount laurel, and holly. And look at the foliage. And if you take your fingers and you rub, and you see a black coloration on your fingers, that's called sooty mole. And it's caused by insects in those plants. And also, yews, your common yew, will get that. And if you find it, spray them, and you'll eliminate the insects before winter arrives, and you'll be ahead of the game next spring. So it's an all-purpose way to try and eliminate insects on plants that have a tendency to have a problem with them. So by doing it in the fall and spring, your roses will be totally different in quality next year than they were this year. In your shrubbery, the leaves will stay green and they won't have a black film. Hopefully you don't, but if you do, treat it now and the problem will be solved.
Well, Paul, thank you for so much of your wealth of information. I really appreciate it. I can't wait to get outside. Have a good morning.
You too. Thank you so much, and we appreciate the phone call. And don't be scared to call. We're here to help you to become a better gardener. And, you know, the way that you learn is to ask questions. And I'll do my best to help you to solve the problems that you have in your yard, or to avoid, in this case, Bruce called. He wants to prevent the problem for next year, and this is the way that it's done. So if you have concerns, pick up the phone, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got John from Vermont with a question about berries.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Oh.
How can we help you with your berries today?
Well, for over 10 years, we've planted berries from raspberry bushes from different parts, sale catalogs, nurseries, everywhere. And we might have berries one year, and the next year there's no more berry bushes. We've had our soil tested by Agway several times, and they tell me there's nothing wrong, so I guess they just don't like us.
Does the plant die? Is that what you're saying? Or
correct.
Does the plant dies?
Correct.
Wow. Okay. Then what you need to do, are you in northern Vermont?
We're right in the central part of Vermont, Montpelier.
Okay. Raspberries should be winter hardy. So what you need to do is, if you're going to order from a seed catalog or a fruit catalog, rather than just go online.
No, and, we don't have a computer. We're 90 years old.
Okay. Then pick up the phone, call them, and say, I don't care what varieties I get.
Well,
I
told
just,
them that too, sir.
And they've sent
and they
you
they replaced
plants.
Them for us even, and they still don't grow.
Okay. Are you mulching during the fall of the year to help
correct.
To insulate?
Correct.
Are you pruning the fall?
Correct.
There's your problem right there. Never prune raspberries in a cold climate in the fall. The reason is, where you make that cut, it's not getting enough time to make a callus to seal that branch. And during the winter, the wind is blowing through your plant and sucking the moisture out of the stem, and it's dying back. So never prune until the spring.
Do it in the spring?
Do it in the spring, in late March, early April, depending on what the weather looks like. And I think that's going to make a big difference. But you should have 2 to 3 inches of bark mulch around each plant to help to insulate the ground also. Did you know that the fall is the best time of the year to fertilize your lawn? This year, use Bonide Winterizer Lawn Fertilizer to repair summer damage and to prepare the lawn for the fall and winter season. Bonide Winterizer contains slow-release nitrogen fertilizer, iron to green up the grass, sulfur to control the acid soil, also a special micronutrient package to give your lawn the energy to perform at its best. Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with a new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by Shakeaway. Shakeaway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. Shakeaway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from Shakeaway. All Shakeaway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to shakeaway.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Good morning and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Donna from New Hampshire with a question about Japanese maple.
Donna, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, my pleasure.
I'm calling because this past spring, around June, I bought a Crimson Queen Japanese maple tree.
Okay.
And it's still very small. It's only about 3.5 feet tall, and the circumference of the trunk is about an inch and a half.
Okay.
And I'm wanting to know what I need to do to help it make it through the winter without any damage.
Okay. With a fancy leaf Japanese maple, the first winter is the most crucial because it's just getting established in your yard.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this because it's happened to me a couple of times because I love the red foliage that the maple makes.
Mm.
And the first year I planted one, it went in April, and I figured it was going to be all set. When spring came, about a third of the plant had died back.
Oh, no.
And it was really disappointed. So I bought a second plant, put it in a different area, and cut back all of the dead branches on the first maple. And in the fall, or between now and Thanksgiving, as soon as all the foliage is off, I sprayed the first plant and the new plant with Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. And you can buy it at any nursery or garden center. And I sprayed the whole plant, the buds, the stems, and it's a milky colored product. And it's like a wax, and it seals the buds and the stems. The following spring, a little bit of dieback here and there, but very, very minimal.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it for 2 years in a row, and now I don't do it at all. They do very, very well. But for the first year or two, if you could use an anti-desiccant by Thanksgiving, it will eliminate dieback, and spray the buds right on the tips of the branches and let it run right down the plant. And if it's in a real windy area, what I would do is spray it now, and then wait until after Thanksgiving. And if you get a good day, give it a second application. And that way, that double dose will ensure that you won't have any dieback at all on your Japanese maple.
Now, do I need to wait until the leaves are off of it? Because it still has quite a few leaves, but I'm noticing the edges of the lacy leaves is brown and kind of curled up like it's already drying.
Yeah. You should wait till till most of the foliage is up. But what you can do, I mean, if you tug at the leaf a little bit and it falls real easy, then, and if it's not a big plant, then you could pull all the leaves off and then spray it.
Okay.
But if the leaf is firmly attached, then you're going to have to wait. The month of October has been warmer than normal.
Oh, and I love it.
Yeah, it's been great. The furnace has been off, and it's been wonderful. It's saving us a lot of money with fuel costs. But what's happened is it's affecting the rate that the leaves come off the plant. And it's affecting the wreath people, because normally the wreath people can start to cut branches to make wreaths and decorations by November 1st. But because it's been so warm, even in northern New England and in southern Canada, the weather is above normal. And I was talking to the woman who's making my Christmas wreaths, and she said they're not even thinking about cutting brush right now because it's still too warm. And if we cut it too early, they're going to shed.
Wow.
So we have to wait until things cool off. It will come in time, so have some patience. And again, when the leaves are all off, spray it, and if you can do it again, it helps.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.